This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Starting Friday, people will not be required to wear a mask indoors in most public places in Denver. However, according to Mayor Michael Hancock, masks will still be required for schools and childcare facilities.
We simply feel it's important to keep our schools open and our children in class. And being in that classroom is critical to their development. So we want to make sure that they're able to do so safely.
The mayor also emphasized that organizations and businesses still have the right to enforce their own mask requirements, particularly those serving the elderly or vulnerable. He asked people for continued patience.
I want to be clear and ask the public, please, this is no reason to give their staff a hard time, cause a scene, or inappropriately harass people just because they are enforcing their business requirements.
Starting Saturday, Adams and Arapahoe counties will no longer require masks in public indoor spaces. Douglas County also reevaluated their mask mandate. The first bill of Colorado's legislative session is now law. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Governor Polis signed the bipartisan bill on Monday. It targets financial relief for small businesses and allows businesses that bring in less than $100,000 in sales to keep collecting state sales taxes based on the store's location. Later this year, businesses will be required to use the buyer's location. But lawmakers in both parties wanted to delay that change to cut red tape. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado took in about $770,000 in tax revenue from sports betting in December. That's down about 3% from the previous month. Wagers in December totaled more than $461 million. This is CPR News and KRCC.